You're listening to Comedy Central.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And if you saw the story where Scarlett Johansson, as you know, has a record of coming under fire for playing roles that people have said could go to other minority groups, you know. So, for instance, she played what was considered a Japanese character in a movie, like an action movie. I forget the name of the movie. Was it Ghost in the Shell? It was Ghost in the Shell, yeah. And then you know, she wanted to play a trans character in another movie, and people were like, "Hey, come on, what about trans actors? Can they get a shot at this?" And she had a statement at the time which wasn't great. She was like, "Oh, why don't you go talk to other people's agents who've done it before me?" It was like a very dismissive thing, and she apologized after that. And now she came back for another statement where she said something along the lines of, "As an actress, I should be allowed to play whatever role I want, a tree, an animal, whatever. Like, people shouldn't be restricting me," and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, it's so interesting. I understand why you may want to get defensive as a person. You know, I can even understand why some white people may feel like they're under attack in and around these conversations. But I think what's often lost is, you see when Scarlett goes, "I should be allowed to play an animal or a tree or anything." And it's like, yes, but that's exactly what people are sort of saying, is they're saying for so long, Hollywood and the people who have defined storytelling in America have defined it as stories to be told for and by white people, right? And so the roles that have been generally reserved for black people have been the stereotypes of criminal, maid, slave. That's pretty much it, you know? And all people are saying is, if there are these opportunities where it's like a Japanese character pops up, you saw like how many people loved Crazy Rich Asians because they're like, "Hey man, just to see myself on screen, not in just a stereotypical fashion, but to see myself as a human being, gives me," like, we take for granted how much representation means to human beings. And I think in two ways. One, on an inspirational front, but two, just how it shapes society. You know, I don't take for granted how the idea of terrorists and Muslims was propagated by Hollywood more so than many other mediums. Where every time you watch TV, if someone was on TV like, then you're like, "Oh shit." It was never like a cool thing. Do you know what I mean? That imagery is powerful. Because a lot of the people who watch those movies don't even come into contact with diverse people. So their image of these people is defined by Hollywood. And you would think that a place that considers itself so liberal would try to find a way to represent people. I'm not saying there are no Middle Eastern terrorists, but I'm saying there are Middle Eastern stories that run the gamut. There's a spectrum. You know, like great shows, like there's a show on Hulu called Rami. Like, one of my favorite shows I've ever watched. It just shows you like what it's like to be a Muslim family living in America. And it's like all, like, the range of Muslim, super religious all the way through to, yeah, I drink and I eat pork and I say I'm Muslim, but it's authentic, you know? And those stories I think are so important, not in like a charity way, but like just in a great TV, great stories, great, like great inclusivity. Just like, yeah, let's tell some original stories. And so someone like Scarlett Johansson sometimes I think doesn't understand. You know, like when you read a quote like that, you go, no, people aren't attacking you for this. They're just saying you have the luxury of all of these roles and the roles that these other people will never be considered for. You can play a Japanese robot if you want to, and you can play a white woman in Avengers, a white woman in a romantic comedy, a white woman in action, a white woman in a drama. You can play all of them. But the Japanese woman who's acting, she most probably can only play the Japanese robot. You know what I mean? That's what people are trying to say. At the same time, however, I think we should be careful and honest with each other and go, We want to be in a place where we're saying we want opportunities for everybody, but we shouldn't be so extreme that we define a thing as like people are like, only trans people should play trans people on screen. And I go, I think that's dangerous for a few reasons. One, not everybody's ready to come out as trans. So by saying only trans people can play trans people, what you're now inadvertently saying is everybody who is trans must come out as trans at your time so that they can get the role. When in fact, we don't know at what point a person is transitioning. It's the same as being gay. If you said only gay people can play gay people on screen, what you're saying is only out gay people can play gay people on screen. We don't know who's gay. We know how many people struggle with coming out as gay. So you can't make that definition. You've got to be careful about how you say those things, you know? And I also think at the end of the day, you are acting because it's a story and it's being told by an actor. You get what I'm saying? So it's about inclusion, whilst at the same time not stifling creativity and the arts. But you can't have these conversations, honestly, when people are just trying to fight each other for retweets.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.